Last night in Unalakleet, three long-serving health aides were given a final thank you as they officially stepped down after nearly a century of combined service. Henrietta Tia Wilson, Rose Tawarik, and Ella Agibinik were honored with a special retirement party in Unalakleet. It was an extension of a farewell that began in late May when Norton Sound Health Corporation brought its continuing 45th anniversary celebrations to Unalakleet and gave the three women recognition for their years of service. Here's Norton Sound CEO Angie Gorn.
All three were outstanding health aides. All of them put in over 25 years of service. You know, Ella, with over 40 years, started way back in the day when radio call was the only communication with the physician. You know, when we presented her award to her, we mentioned the first paycheck that she received, and I think her pay was $40 a day.
At that May celebration, the Unalakleet community and Norton Sound also honored the memory of Kermit Ivanoff Sr., who served as a board member and passed away earlier this year.
We had the honor of having Kermit serve all of last year, 2013, on the Norton Sound Health Corporation board. And I think all of us remember that, you know, Kermit was quiet, but when he did speak up, people listened.
That May celebration in Unalakleet and last night's farewell in Unalakleet for the departing health aides is part of the continuing anniversary celebrations for the Health Corporation, celebrations that are continuing in Gamble today.
We have some excellent health aides out in Gamble as well. We're excited to mirror that same celebration experience in Gamble.
That celebration begins tonight at 6:30 at the Gamble School. Gorn says the trip to the island is especially important as it's allowing the final designs for new health clinics in both Savoonga and Gamble to move forward. One final note on the subject of Norton Sound retirements. Gorn says Phyllis Farrell also retired last week after serving more than 30 years with Norton Sound. Gorn says she supervised every community health clinic in the region at some point in her career.